Bavaili am Kefal Cherry, you just a clash your chaclair. Mish Marilyn Crellin. I'm Marilyn Crellin, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Chaclair. In Chaclair this week, on Chaclair Faster Jew, Chow Stai is Chow Mui, inside and out, as two events invite you into the Villa Marina for the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival, the Guild, or out to explore the island's wildlife as we approach the end of Manx Wildlife Week. And the start of the summer with the arrival of May Day, but when to celebrate it? This evening, Thursday the 2nd of May, there are classes taking place in the Villa Marina in Douglas as part of the Guild, the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival. In the Royal Hall, there are three popular classes. First, a class for a popular song from 1980 to the present, then for a music hall and comic song, and finally songs from the musicals. Meanwhile, there are spoken word classes in the promenade suite. Tomorrow afternoon, Friday the 3rd of May, there are choral classes for junior choirs, starting with a class for Gaelic choirs, and there are more spoken word classes being held in the promenade suite. Then on Friday evening, the Royal Hall is the setting for song classes, starting with the Sheffield Plate. The winners of junior vocal classes go on to compete for the Sheffield Plate.
The Sheffield Plate is a steel salver, and as Marilyn said, is competed for by the winners of the solo classes for young performers. The Sheffield Plate was presented for the first time in 1974 by the adjudicator, Dr. David Clover. Now, he was from Sheffield, and he was impressed with the young singers who'd won the various junior solo classes, and he gave the Sheffield Plate as a sort of blue ribboned event for the first among equals.
The Sheffield Plate competition is followed by the community choirs and the vocal duet final, and then comes another blue ribbon event, this time for adult singers, the Cleveland Medal Test. Until 2019, it was the winner from each of the six special solo classes for soprano, mezzo-soprano, contralto, tenor, baritone and bass. However, it was decided that it should be between the three female singers with the highest marks in their classes and the three male singers with the highest marks in theirs. That means a Cleveland medal could be between the winner from each of the classes, but it could be that there were three particularly outstanding contraltos whose marks were higher than the winners of the soprano and mezzo, and three particularly meritorious basses who scored higher than the tenors and baritones. So the makeup may vary from year to year.
This year it'll be the 89th gold medal to have come from the Cleveland Manx Society. Cleveland, Ohio, became an important area for Manx emigrants, and in fact there were native speakers of the Manx Gaelic there until the 1950s. Joseph James Kelly of Ballagic in Santon emigrated to Cleveland about 1907. In the summer of 1922, Joe Kelly suggested to Edward Collister and Willie Crane that the Cleveland Manx Society should give a gold medal to be won outright each year as a special award, and this was to maintain their links in a prestigious way with the island. The first Cleveland medal was made, sent to the island, and presented in 1923. With breaks for the war years, foot and mouth and COVID, of course, the 2024 Cleveland medal will be the 89th to be presented.
The Guild comes to an end on Saturday the 4th of May, with a full day in the Royal Hall, with a mix of adult and junior classes for choirs and the adult folk song class. Whilst in the promenade suite, Annie Kissick will be the adjudicator for song and speech classes in the Manx Gaelic in the morning. There'll be junior folk song classes in the afternoon, then in the evening the junior and adult awards for original composition in poetry or prose, the spoken word finals. And to finish off, the class for stand-up comedy. Se bain yau chaslid, ulium and vei er a talu. Te na reim fia vua, je duchus lusen as bastion, ta cumin an inad an fai rachelia. Ta na cachlean urgin de inad an fai shaw, jinu sus cachlean alden, as ta imidi sortin de alden on. Henk had machas and such to chregan as uren, Jane and jumble act inadach, as vayan reim el ye de hukas, gau toshak de yinu image jow, as de yinu nun dayan unshen. Unshorn's manin, tus listen the mara cregach, as tryan genio ein. Na erin as gliontin and dawane, slergin boglach as crink cregach. Talu tad jinu image jay, uns kaklen kaint de erin yus. As ian a gerachin uns Belgian as Belgian beg a cheera. Tabliora dain ye farachtan ker mau, as cachle olden, as howds to cower and cachle spare, a jit de ve ho cronel uns na blintan jayanach, te jeekin de vele tacket na starvi na ve rew. Ni yai, mehail shin uns shachle and heats jerry, for thee slide shinu begin de hoon a lesh instead, as for thee bree muir, gaiet e imidi cachle and beggar. In the Isle of Man, there's a great variety of wildlife, but even here it is continuously threatened by human activity and development. In order to protect these species properly, there's a need to keep a track of what we have and what we're losing, and Manx Wildlife Week came about as a way of publicising the launch of an important website, the NBN Atlas Isle of Man, which you can find at isleofman.nbnatlas.org. Isle of Man is all one word, and the second bit is all joined together as well. The letters NBN, November, Bravo, November, immediately before Atlas. Isle of Man, all one word, dot, NBN Atlas, all one word, dot org. Let's join the Community Ranger of the Manx Wildlife Trust again, Hannah Phillips, as she reminds us of the importance of Manx Wildlife Week, and then tells us about some of the events at the end of the week.
Manx Wildlife Week offers a really good opportunity to learn all about the different bits of amazing wildlife we have on the island, but also it gives a chance to show you how people are trying to protect that wildlife and how they're trying to make a difference. So a couple of the events that we're organising are being led by members of staff, but the majority are actually being done by people out in the community or volunteers. And without them, we wouldn't be able to do, you know, half the work that we do. And it just shows how much, how big a difference we can make by the actions that we take at home. So I think that's a really lovely thing that comes from Manx Wildlife Week, is that it shows what differences we can all make, whether you work in conservation or you're doing it in your free time. On Friday the 3rd of May, we have a open morning taking place at Milntown. So at Manx Wildlife Trust, we collaborate with Milntown on a weekly gardening club. It's something that I personally work on. I'm there every week. And they are having an open morning on Friday to show off what they're doing in the garden. That club is all about celebrating both wildlife friendly and community gardening. So they'll be there to sort of give tours around the work that they've been doing, and also show off some sort of skills and some practical tips.
That's something that would be very dear to the heart of Lucy Chapman as well, the Team Wilder coordinator, because, of course, she's very keen on gardening.
Yeah, no, she's really keen on gardening. So Lucy is our Team Wilder coordinator. Before she started working with us, she actually took part in our wildlife gardening course. That was a couple of years ago now, which we are also leading this year. So that begins in May, and there's still some spots free. I believe it's an 8-week course, and it's all about learning how to garden in a wildlife friendly way. So yes, she's definitely very keen on wildlife gardening, and she does come along to the Milntown Gardening Club when she can.
Mm. And whilst people are gardening, they might well come across the focus of another event, Meet the Mini Beasts.
Meet the Mini Beasts, yes. So this is being led by another of our sort of wonderful volunteer groups. So this is being led by our invertebrate group. It's taking place on Saturday the 4th of May at the Manx Museum, and it's a drop-in session. So it's from 1:30 till 4, so you can drop in any time throughout then. And they will basically be there to demonstrate what amazing mini beasts we have on the Isle of Man. So they'll have microscopes, you'll be able to have a close look, and they'll be able to give you loads of interesting facts, and I'm sure you'll see some things that you've probably never seen before.
The beauty of this week is that it brings so many people together. Perhaps everyone's got their particular interests, but they're going to share them with so many people, and it gives you an overview of just what is available here on the island. And this next event here, also on Saturday the 4th of May, does in fact cover quite a lot of things that people... It's very much a hands-on thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So this final event, Wild Churches of Man, Rewilding Your Garden. So this is also being organised by Friends of Blafold Church. So they've been doing excellent work to try and look after the wildlife in their churchyard, as well as use the church as a way to sort of engage more people with wildlife and to teach about all the things we can do. And that's what this event is basically about. So it is it's a drop-in afternoon. So it's on Saturday the 4th of May, and it runs from 12 till 3. You're more than welcome to drop in, but there will be sort of talks organised throughout the day. So it's worth looking at their Facebook page to find out when these are. So I myself will be there, and I'll be talking about the 5 main things that you can do to help wildlife in your garden, the 5 simple key things. There'll also be someone from the Manx Hedgehog Conservation Trust who will be talking about how you can help hedgehogs this summer. You'll be able to build your own bird box, and there will also be talks about wildflower identification, and then also our native elm trees on the island. So there's 4 really interesting talks there, as well as a bird box activity. And it's just a nice way of bringing the community together and showing that there's loads of really simple things that we can all do in our back gardens to help wildlife and make a big difference. So not specifically being promoted as part of Manx Wildlife Week, but our artist in residence, Ali Hodgson, is running a special event on Saturday the 4th of May, which is being hosted by Net Zero Isle of Man. And this event is called Reimagining Our Biosphere. It's an interactive workshop for people of all ages, and it's to redesign the future on the Isle of Man in partnership with nature. So this exciting event is taking place underneath the breathtaking backdrop of the Gaia installation by artist Luke Jerram, which is taking place at St Thomas's Church for the next couple of weeks. It's just this giant globe that's going to be hanging from the ceiling, and it's a piece of art that makes you really sort of look at the earth in quite literally a different way. So it should be a really interesting event. You can go on Eventbrite and book a slot. An interactive workshop for people of all ages being led by artist Ali Hodgson.
The Community Ranger of the Manx Wildlife Trust, Hannah Phillips.
That workshop event with Manx Wildlife Trust's Biosphere Artist in Residence, Ali Hodgson, is taking place, as Hannah said, in St Thomas's Church in Douglas, where Net Zero Isle of Man have brought that art installation. Even if you're not going to the workshop, you can still arrange to visit Luke Jerram's Gaia, complete with a specially composed soundtrack by Dan Jones, which is on display in St Thomas's Church until the 12th of May. It's free to view during the daytime, though donations are very welcome, but you will need to book a time slot in advance. Sessions of up to 45 minutes each are being offered Monday to Saturdays between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and on Sunday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. There are also selected evening openings between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m, and there's a charge for the evening sessions of £3. You can also book a quiet session for low lighting and lower sound. You can book and you can find out all the information on the Net Zero Isle of Man website. That's www.netzero.im/Gaia. Net Zero is all one word, and Gaia is spelt G-A-I-A. www.netzero.im/Gaia.
Both the Guild and Manx Wildlife Week finish on Saturday the 4th of May. But there's another choice that afternoon, with a talk by Dr. Fenella Bazin, questioning whether what people call the Dark Ages were really so dark. because they saw the flourishing of highly decorative works associated with the Celtic Church. Think of the Book of Kells and the Lindisfarne Gospels. Fenella's illustrated presentation will be taking place at 2:30 on Saturday the 4th of May in the Guild Room adjoining Peel Methodist Church in Athol Street. All are very welcome. It's organised by the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress, and donations of £3 to help with overheads would be gratefully received, and there'll be refreshments afterwards. Van Hidlem y Fod yn Jacrein Molina. Na rawe. Rhea yn sian ffeilie, tan Hidlem y Fod yn ffostra hit, ha bi e o'n der y siacht yn jyduni. Ega tre rhaid yn sian y gol, da chachlen ffeilie, hai yn deit er oi, rys unle jeg, da dach yr ac na cwysyn yn sy'n teil dwchysach, er y dat ciat. Van ffeilie yn ddimod, of age Gintec na Romani, unsling Julius Caesar. As began a vegan, rish imidi blinton, henk and failed of a began a ghoul, na vatak at Erechrean. Tre van Crean, ege mullach, uns a taura, duetin failed of beer unle jeg fostorn, roche lelye and tauri. Hurad ach de rail and failed er a red kiat, leshin of attack at uns a spare, ach de chiatica yn ffeil ieg y tre fôn, haiad er oi, rish unle jeg. The Bank Holidays Act was passed in Britain in 1871, and the Bankers Act of Tynwald was made in 1872. Apart from Christmas and New Year and Good Friday, it established four bank holidays which were to fall on a Monday. Both those UK and Manx Acts have been superseded by later legislation, but they established bank holidays in law. Next Monday, the 6th of May, is the early May bank holiday, and there'll be a special event taking place at Craigneish between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock to celebrate Lair Balden, the Manx May Day, with music, dancing and traditional crafts. It's a standard admission charge, but in addition to the usual opportunities available at Craigneish, there'll be music and dance from Perry Bairn at midday and 2 o'clock. There'll be folklore stories about the Manx May Day traditions and an opportunity to make a cross cairn, the small May Day crosses of twigs of the cairn or rowan tree, the mountain ash, bound with wool of the Lochton sheep.
Beach er asta e walden, a gillian ega, cross cairn on the bairnanoch, as where cross count rish famananoch, the beach ella beach on the tie.
On the eve of May Day, the young boys would have a cross of mountain ash, kern, in their caps, and a cross would be tied on the tail of cattle, or any other animal that would be in the house.
We cut twigs from the corn tree and made crosses and hung them behind the door, tied them with sewn thread, and hung them behind the door to keep the witches and the fairies away.
They were making crosses and tying them to each of the cow's tails.
Tanach care the Unocross Kern, the sculptor, and via as called Maya Ella Trud, as Monsieur Calm Ad Kujach.
The right way to make a kern cross is to split one stick and put another stick, another piece, through it, and thus bind them together.
The Blain Flucht, Shunan, as Cleesach, Kurith Rosha Doris, Jane Atayan, as Natayan Ollie. The rail ad bush adi as drach spiriton. The blaeum as losrin currit a bondaris as stole onigan, as ons natayan the rail as soul ferishan. The osture the kinjach frailt ons a crochan agani dena ferishan.
May flowers, that's the kingcups, rushes and flags of the wild iris, were placed before the doors of the houses and cowhouses to keep them from harm and bad spirits. Flowers and plants were placed on the door side and window seats in the houses to keep fairies away.
We gathered the mayflowers from the meadows and strewed them at the threshold of the door to keep the witches and the fairies away.
Water was always kept in the crock, the large water dish, at night for the fairies.
Ve ballen fallon, kjout ons a koot, as na keten ons na bernen, s'n as der le balden. Ve aeln fodet, as aeln ons klei, as conna ve lasht de aglach a sool na drach spiriten. Rinn nad kura na klei, jichen, gorish bolach an de eil.
Mugwort was worn in the coat, and sometimes in the caps, on the eve of May Day. Fires were lighted, and fire on the hedges, and gorse was burnt to frighten away the bad spirits. They made the hedges look like walls of fire.
The night of the 11th
yes,
of May.
Yes, night of the 11th.
What was the customs around here at that time?
Burning gorse for one thing.
Burning the witch out of
burning
the
Burning the witches. And
yes, before the 12th.
Before the 12th.
Before the 12 o'clock.
I see. Yes.
By Gillian Eger lim through the Nile, as when Allach na Keaton ate through the Nile. The rail the soul, wash adi some sledden blain. Vech caran sludder the ballen fallon, tarnet by ball the wall, the eight na drach spirit na soul.
Young boys jumped through the fire, and the cattle were sometimes driven through the fire to keep them from harm for the whole year. Slide carts of mugwort would be drawn from place to place to drive the bad spirits away.
The ballen fallon, smonyet, the rail jade the hulya hosh the gorgonen, curret flesh lorish drach spiriten, son the rawad fear aglach rosh.
An ach care the rail and lus, the hjarn susi lesh na frauen, an yaster lal yoin, egen vein e.
The beach he tarnet sauce on son ach shen, yenach he frail and imid kiat, son as cledden blain. Be put de lay gemese and ballen bain, kindach rish in da bain for na dulyachen.
Mugwort was thought to keep off every kind of disease put on people or caused by bad spirits, for they were very fearful of it. The right way to keep the herb was to pull it up by the roots on the eve of St. John's Day in the middle of the night. If it was pulled up in that way, it would keep its use right for the whole year. Some people called it the white herb, owing to the white colour under the leaves.
The canon shaded Fudna he, as Dolanan Kioli claked.
Horns were blown through the night, and Dolans were struck, beaten or played, and the Dolans were hoops with sheepskin stretched over them, used as trays, or if they were pierced, they could be used as riddles.
When the Mrain Obi smonet the bay leaden poor rock, it lay balden. As what clacked the prowl olu and poor bay fissock, the yinu adi the slay yellow. Tad ve cronet sartu chamui je time more a lair balden as govrachan a rayagnok the han and I by slay yella.
Witches were thought to have full power on May Day, and they used to try all the power they knew to do harm to other people. They'd been seen standing outside of houses early on May Day morning, and working their arms to draw the good luck from other people.
We've been hearing Duan Agel reading from John Clegg's Cunnjucht and Manarach, and we heard reminiscences in English from Ned Madrill, Tommy Lees, and Sage and John Kinvig.
That's it from this edition of Shachlair. So from me, Vo and Marilyn Crellin, sledding you,